This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Leslie Jones.
And I'm back for day two. That's right. You can't get rid of me no matter how many of those healthy snacks you put in my dressing room. And tonight is going to be the best show ever because I'm going to be interviewing Steve Kornacki. Oh, my God! I love him. Okay. Do you think he'll like my dress? Okay. Do I need to put on glasses so I can seem smart? Like, you know, I want to be smart. Okay. How many states are there? Because he's going to ask me how many states there are. Steve Kornacki's going to ask me how many states. How many are there? Somebody tell me. 50? 51? Okay. Okay. You know what? Deep breath, okay? We're all going to be calm. Deep breath. Now, let's get these headlines. With the Supreme Court. Oh, they make rules for everyone else to live by. What we're allowed to say, what we can do with our bodies, how gay our cakes can be. But it turns out that they've had no rules for themselves until now.
Let's turn now to an historic move by the Supreme Court. The 9 justices adopting a formal code of conduct for the first time in the court's history.
This morning, a formal code of conduct now in place after a steady drip of stories on some of the justices' undisclosed trips, private jet rides, and other perks. This 14-page document signed by all 9 justices now laying out how they should avoid the appearance of impropriety, when to recuse from a case, and reaffirming the existing rules around gifts. Public pressure to do something has been mounting in recent months after reporting about Justice Clarence Thomas in particular, and years' worth of unreported luxury vacations paid for by a top conservative mega donor, something Thomas said he believed he didn't need to report at the time.
Are you kidding me? You gonna pretend that you didn't know the stuff you did was wrong until now? Having good judgment is the entire point of being a judge. Okay? You're supposed to weigh everything and make a smart decision. That's why there's a bitch with a scale outside your office. Just ask her. But now they finally have some ethics rules, which is so embarrassing. The Supreme Court went thousands of years without needing an ethics code until these corrupt bastards came along. It's It's like how Tide Pods had to add do not eat label after all them TikTokers started dying. And you know what? Here's what really pisses me off, though. The ethics code isn't even enforceable. So it's not gonna work. Okay? If you wanna hold people accountable, you gotta be able to fire them. Okay? Like, I used to work at UPS. And I did a good job because I could get fired. But if I couldn't get fired, do you know how many things I would've did to them packages? Do you know how many of my ex-boyfriends would've got a horse's head? Let's move on to the Congress. On a normal day, Congress is the place where America's representatives gather together for a respectful debate about the issues. But today, one senator wanted all the smoke.
And the intense level of frustration being seen in the Senate. Check out this nasty exchange involving Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen, Teamsters leader Sean O'Brien, and then Bernie Sanders trying to play peacemaker.
You tweeted at me 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be 2 consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution?
Every pullet. No, sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator.
Sit down. Active.
But you know what? I knew this dude was trouble from the moment I heard his name, Mark Wayne. All one word. His parents didn't even love him enough to pick one single name for him. They just shoved 2 names together and called it a day. Calm down, Mark Wayne isn't some shit I want to hear on C-SPAN. It's what you hear when you watch an episode of Cops. But more importantly, is that what America has come to? People fighting in the Senate? Because if it is, I want in. Lindsey Graham, I want you in the ring. Ted Cruz, bring your weird ass beer so I can beat your ass. Somebody already hit him. All right, finally, it's almost Thanksgiving. That time of the year, you gotta listen to all your worst relatives complaining about things that they just don't understand. And this year, the complaining started early.
Macy's has been drawn into the culture wars, facing backlash this morning over its annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Nearly 20,000 people have signed a petition blasting the upcoming event as a, quote, non-binary and transgender extravaganza. They're upset that 2 non-binary Broadway stars are scheduled to perform, including Alex Newell, who just won a Tony Award. The group behind the petition claims Macy's does not have the best interests of children in mind.
What? Wait a minute, sorry. Did I miss something? Did we solve world hunger? Is war over? Is the homeless crisis done? Because a stranger's genitals in a parade is literally the last thing someone should be worrying about right now. When it comes to parades, the only thing you're allowed to complain about is the traffic. Y'all do so much complaining, that's why your turkey tastes like burnt asshole. Because you focusing on the wrong thing. Put the internet down and pick up a turkey baster. Who's even watching the parade nowadays? Did you not finish all of Netflix? To be honest, for a long time, I didn't think that the Macy's Day Parade was even a real thing. I thought it was just a make-a-wish thing for Al Roker. For more on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, let's go live to Macy's in Herald Square with Dulce Sloan. Dulce! About the people complaining about this parade.
Ani, I think they need to figure out what they want. I mean, they're so obsessed with gender roles and who's got what genitals, then do we want to make the balloons anatomically correct? Do they need to see Clifford's big red dong coming down the street? And what about SpongeBob? What's in them square pants? And can we talk about the fact that he's a kitchen sponge in the sea? See, that's always bothered me. You know what? We need to get that figured out before we talk about his dick. Listen. Parades are gay, all right? To their core. Listen, you got colorful costumes, choreography, ponies, and Charlie Brown serving face. And everyone is happy. Only gay people can do that, all right? All parades are gay pride parades.
You know, not every parade is gay. What about the Klan march?
Still pretty gay, Miss Leslie. Think about it. That marching is choreography. Those robes, that's a costume. And once again, ponies. Now, they're not serving face because, you know, but... You know, not everyone can. I mean, thank you.
Okay, Dulce, let me ask you something. Mm. What type of parade would make you happy?
Ooh, I thought you'd never ask. Okay, all right, picture this.
Okay.
Morris Chestnut, right? Leading a troop of Morris Chestnuts. Dancing under a balloon of Morris Chestnut. Oh. And rounding up the back is an oiled up Morris Chestnut roasting over an open Dulce.
Woo! How can we make that happen, girl?
Girl, I'm starting to GoFundMe. Come on!
Well, you
get a QR code!
Y'all give it up for Dulce Sloan! When we come back, we'll find out the newest way to get a hug, so don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So lonely these days, but some of them have found a solution. Troy Iwata went to find out more.
Human touch. Is it a good thing? Some people crave it. Weird. And now it's easier than ever for them to get it.
One of those booming businesses, professional cuddling.
Christy is actually a professional cuddler, and Josh is her client.
A lot of times people are just looking for someone to just spend some time with. As one who goes through life avoiding human contact, I wasn't thrilled about meeting someone who made a living from touching other people.
I have to admit, it does sound a bit scammy. Seems like you're just ripping off people who've never heard of a body pillow.
It is not just about the physical act of cuddling. The body pillow cannot talk to you, right?
I would see the fact that my pillows can't talk back to me as an asset.
I totally understand that. But we have a code of conduct. We talk a lot about consent.
And how does one become a cuddlist? Do you need a degree, like a physical therapist, or is it like a fake certification, like a sandwich artist?
It is fine to be skeptical, but when you have nurturing touch that is very much wanted, your level of oxytocin increases in your body. You're flooded with these wonderful feel-good love hormones. So touch deprivation is linked to a lot of things. It can be linked to impulsiveness, anxiety, stress, and low job performance. Troy?
That's amazing. That's fascinating. What?
Seems like you might be a good candidate for professional cuddling.
I'm fine.
How do you deal with stress and anxiety?
I deal with it like most normal humans do.
Probably healthier ways you can deal with your anxiety.
Okay, well, my self-therapy is free and only requires a nearby abandoned warehouse. Whereas these cuddle sessions could cost anywhere from $80 to $150. Who would pay for that?
I've been a cuddle client for about 2 years now.
What type of responses do you get when you tell people that you're a cuddle client?
Why would you do that? Mm. Is it safe? Mm. Is there sex involved?
I thought that.
Yeah. I've gotten...
Desperate?
Are you
horny? Are you single? If so...
None of the above.
So you are in a relationship?
I am.
So what was your partner's reaction?
My partner said, is there something that's lacking here? And the answer was absolutely not. It was more about self-care.
Now, what are the benefits, you know, other than getting rid of all that extra money in your bank account?
I just feel more personally resourced, mm-hmm. cared for.
Why cuddling when there are so many other obvious ways to deal with your emotions?
Like what? Why don't you come observe a session?
Okay. How long does this normally take?
This is going to go for about an hour, quietly, silently. Mm-hmm. Oh, for God's sake. I need quiet.
I'm not even here.
Hi. It's me again. So just to confirm, there's nothing sexual. Like happening here.
Would you like to just sit down and ask some questions?
Absolutely, I would really enjoy that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for that. This is up and close VIP in the splash zone. Could you explain how you can participate in something so intimate without wanting to take it a step further?
The most important thing is that if at any point she is uncomfortable, that she will let me know. If I'm uncomfortable, I will let her know.
So how do we break down the stigma and negative connotations for all those closed-minded oafs?
I think we normalize it by talking about it and just letting people know that there's something that they may not have considered.
You could try a cuddle session.
Okay. All right. Well, just...
None.
Right.
This is my session.
Okay.
You should book a session.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I needed a moment before I willingly spooned a stranger. I do see there are benefits, and I have been stressed. We've got climate change, race relations, people drinking orange juice with pulp. Just eat an orange. But it doesn't mean I have intimacy issues. Okay, maybe there is some stuff I need to work on. Bernadette does seem at peace. And what's the worst that could happen? I get a well-needed nap?
Hey, who the f*** are you? Get out of my house!
It was cuddle time.
This is amazing. Is it gonna cost extra if I, like, open up the floodgates a little bit?
Not at all.
Dad! Why? Why'd you let me quit piano lessons?
The cuddlists were right. I felt transformed and my hormones were flying high. I was a new man ready to embrace the world through cuddles.
Will be joining me on the show, so don't go away!
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show! My guest tonight is an author and a national political correspondent for NBC News and MSNBC, and I'm totally obsessed with him. He has gotten me through every election. He is the king of the khakis. And he has an apartment in my heart. I have never met him in person until this moment, so I am so excited to welcome and finally see live and in person, right here for real, Steve Kornacki! Okay, so
it's great to meet you.
You too. Oh my God, it's so crazy that we've never met before, yeah. You know? So I'm pretty sure you know that I'm totally obsessed with you.
I've seen some clips.
Would you like to see the big clip that they made of our love?
Let's take a look.
Steve Kornacki is the sexiest nerd on TV. When he would grab that thing and be like, no, and then mark on the board, I was like, oh God. Just keep solving the problems, Mr. Kornacki.
God damn it, that is just sexy to me. What, is that a 7? Is that a 7, Steve?
When he pulled that calculator, I was like, what? You gonna tell me the exact answer?
Your khakis and your Gap shirt and your regular tie, dude, and your two-tone belt, you belong to us!
I am so embarrassed, but not really. So, when you're standing at that big board, uh-huh. And you got that damn calculator, how do you keep all your facts straight?
Well, fortunately, I mean, we've got great technology now. It's amazing. You know, I've been, as you say, an election nerd for a lot of my life. And what was possible on an election night, say, 25 years ago, is a fraction of what's possible now. So there's so much information loaded into that board. There's so much we can do with it, any given county, any given state, any given congressional district, demographic information. So we're able to show what's happening in real time with a depth and, I think, a sophistication, hopefully. It just wasn't possible before.
That was such a sophisticated answer. So let me ask you a question. Do you know every single county in U.S.?
I have at some point encountered all of them in getting ready for elections. There are 3,143. I will admit this. I'll go through a state for an election, and when it is time to go for that state, I'll know them all. But I will not retain a lot of them afterwards. So the big swing states in presidentials, I'm much stronger on than the states that aren't necessarily competitive.
Okay, I have so many important questions to ask you. I really do. Okay, so Biden is losing to Trump. Should we be freaked out right now?
I mean, so there's New York Times polls that came out last week. The six states we think will decide the election in 2024. And yeah, they had Trump ahead in five of those six states. They're all states that Trump had lost in 2020. So really? The thing that's interesting to me is if you look back at the 2020 election, mm-hmm. from this point, fall of 2019, on to Election Day, mm-hmm. there was literally not a single poll that ever had Trump ahead of Biden nationally.
Oh.
We've now had multiple polls that show Trump ahead of Biden.
Really?
So there is a different atmosphere around this looming. And we'll see what happens in the primaries. But this is looking likely to be the matchup again. And Trump is showing a strength, or Biden is showing a weakness that wasn't there the last time in the run-up to the election. So I would take it very seriously, yeah.
Well, okay, Steve, why is Trump still able to run? Am I confused? he's being indicted everywhere. How is he still able to run for president?
Well, look, it's a two-term limit, not a one-term limit. So he can, he served one term.
Okay.
We haven't had a president in modern times lose re-election and then 4 years later say, hey, I'm running again. George Bush Sr. went happily into retirement. Jimmy Carter went and built houses.
Wow.
It's been a while since you've had a president try to do this, but you can. And you bring up all the legal issues around Trump. Hasn't been convicted of anything. And, it's obviously going to be a major factor, I think, just looming over the campaign. But from an eligibility standpoint, it looks like there's no issue.
That makes no sense. Okay. So it's a real chance that Trump becomes the Republican nominee.
Certainly, again, we're talking polls right now. He is at a level of dominance over that Republican field that we haven't seen from a candidate in a Republican contest in 24 years. The last one was George W. Bush.
Really?
And George W. Bush won the nomination in 2000. He had leads the size that Trump has right now. This is the first time since Bush we've seen a Republican consistently polling this well in the Republican primaries. Now, Bush did get a scare in 2000. John McCain won some states, put a scare into him. Maybe, a DeSantis, maybe a Haley. It's looking like if there's going to be a threat to him, it's one of those two.
Neither one of them is going to. Well, okay. So I want to ask you to explain the Electoral College to me, because I feel like that's something I can understand from you.
Okay.
I don't want to sound stupid in front of you, my love, but I didn't know what the Electoral College was. I just thought it was where politicians went to college to learn about politics.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's a bit of a throwback to the earliest days of the country, but how it functions now is essentially the candidate who wins the vote in a state wins the number of electoral votes that state has. It gets very complicated.
I feel like there's math. Okay, but
sure.
I did something kind of goofy. Okay, so, okay. I got you a little present.
Yes.
It's a calculator.
All right.
I put your name on the back. It's pretty long, but it's okay. It's...
Thank you.
So we can figure those things
Maybe
out now.
Look for this next election.
Yes! Oh, my God! If you use my calculator, I'm going to lose it. Okay, let me ask you one more important question. I mean, now, I heard that you didn't know who Taylor Swift was, which I don't care. But do you know who Beyonce is?
Yes.
Okay, good. Ooh, I was going to have to divorce you, Steve. You are awesome. Be sure to watch Steve Kornacki do his thing on NBC and MSNBC.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.